Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to three, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to this first episode of the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley, and I'm so happy that you're joining me today and taking this step toward better managing your finances and achieving the financial freedom you dream about. If we've never met before, I'm a wife of 18 years, a mom to three, I have two teenagers and a toddler, and I'm the face behind the financial blog lemonblessings.com, where you can find all kinds of budgeting and household management resources to help you along your journey. Today, I want to share what financial freedom actually means to me. And this phrase gets thrown around a lot in the financial world, and everybody has a slightly different take on it. But if you're going to embrace this podcast and know for sure that it's for you and that you should spend time listening to it, then it's probably a good idea that you know what my take on financial freedom is. Because ultimately, this view on financial freedom, which is really just three things, is going to be the foundation for this entire podcast. Alrighty? So without further ado, I'm going to share the three things that I believe define financial freedom. First and foremost, I believe that financial freedom is achieving the goals and outcomes that matter to you. Of course, your goals could include a whole bunch of different things, but some of the common financial goals could include debt payoff, which might be credit cards, student loans, medical bills. It could include savings, whether that's your emergency fund, a general savings fund, whatever that might look like. Investments. Maybe that's a college fund for your kids or a retirement fund for you in the future. Vacations. Making plans, you know, financially for a vacation that benefits you or your entire family. It could be the ability to give gifts over the holidays. For a lot of people, that's a real big struggle. So maybe that's your goal. Or maybe your goal is simply to feed your family each and every week. That's a huge goal. And if you are in that spot, I just want you to know right now that I have been there, done that, know how it feels, and I absolutely am cheering you on as you go forward. There's going to be lots of options here to help you with that going forward. Okay. Another goal that a lot of people are looking at is home ownership. Maybe that's yours. Maybe it's quitting or changing your employment situation. Maybe the finances just haven't been good enough so that you could actually get out of a bad employment situation or get into something that you're more excited about. There are also many other financial goals that you might want to include on your list, so you don't have to limit yourself to these. But here's the deal. I don't believe that financial freedom is the same for each and every person, nor should it be. My belief is that your financial freedom should be directly tied to the goals that you have and the results that you want to see. So as you're going to find out going forward, I place a huge emphasis on getting those goals really honed in so that you know the steps that you personally need to take in order to get the results you want, and so that you can achieve the financial freedom or your version of it that you want to see happen in your life. Secondly, I believe that financial freedom comes when you are not feeling enslaved or suffocated by your bills. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have bills or financial responsibilities. I mean, we're grown-ups, so we're pretty much going to have bills and financial responsibilities until we die. But it does mean that you have flexibility within your budget each month. And you can find this feeling even when you're still living paycheck to paycheck. So don't think you have to have $1 million in savings to make this happen. No, the idea here is that within your monthly budget, you have some flexibility and some wiggle room to accommodate more pressing needs, whether that's new shoes for a kiddo, an emergency situation, or whatever else it might be. The key here is that you are still able to maintain your lifestyle and achieve those big goal results too. So not feeling enslaved or suffocated by bills is, to me, a really big indicator of financial freedom. Finally, I believe that financial freedom is all about giving yourself the ability to be optimistic about the future. It could be optimism about knowing that things will be better next month or maybe next year or well into the future due to the effort that you're putting in now. It might be optimism surrounding the next life stage, whether that's getting married, having kids, sending those kids to college, or just surviving kindergarten with your little one. Any situation or opportunity that you feel more optimistic about because of your financial situation, that to me indicates a form of financial freedom. Now, I do want to caution you not to think of financial freedom as a one and done. As we move through this process of bettering your financial situation, you're going to feel more and more financial freedom along the way. In the very beginning, financial freedom might look something like not having to dig for coins in the couch to buy groceries. Maybe it's the ability to make it to the end of the month with money still in the account and no overdraft fees. What about the opportunity to purchase new shoes for your growing kiddo without putting them on credit? And those are just the beginning. As you keep going, it gets more pronounced. Maybe you've paid off a credit card and no longer have to make that payment, or have your emergency fund intact and ready for use. What about the ability to pay for a vacation, purchase a home, or, you know, host that big Christmas gathering? And it could really just be as simple as getting to the point that you are able to give to somebody else in need because you have more than you need at this moment. That's financial freedom. It's not about having a gazillion dollars in the bank or a mansion or a yacht, although those might be your goals, but first and foremost, it's about the little things along the way. It's about taking those uncomfortable situations that could have otherwise been lemons and turning them into blessings for yourself, for your family, and for those around you. So if that's what you want, then you're in the right place. Those results are exactly what we're striving for here on the Financial Fix Up podcast. Can I promise you it'll be easy? No, I cannot. But what I can tell you is that if you stick with it, you'll see big results. Not to mention, we're going to have some fun along the way. So, here's your challenge for today. Take the time to determine what your definition of financial freedom looks like. What are you striving for? What results do you want to see? Because only when you are super clear on that will you be able to take the next best steps towards your success. Whatever you decide, I just want you to know that I am cheering you on. You've got this. I know you do. Have an amazing day, and I will chat with you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.